What a pleasure it is to be back with you in person again.
非常非常的高兴，又一次来到大家中间，今天又是在现场。
I know that this year continues to bring many, many challenges.
我知道今年这一年，大家一直面对新的不停的挑战。
Pandemics and then natural disasters.
先是疫情，然后有自然灾害。
Freezes and hail and rain.
冰冻，冰雹，暴雨等等。
But God gives us opportunities to walk through these challenges, to see His provision, and to live out our faith in view of other people in our community.
但是神给了我们这个机会，当我们在经历这各种各样的挑战的时候，让我们看到他给我们的供应，也让我们能够在别人的眼中能看到我们来活出我们的信心，是活出我们的信仰。
I'm told in the coming week, Pastor Dang will be teaching on the topic of evangelism.
邓牧师告诉我，从接下来的几个星期，邓牧师会跟大家讲传福音。
Specifically, he'll be teaching on how to share your faith.
特别是邓牧师他会讲怎么样来去分享你的信仰。
So this morning, he asked me to give some background on this topic, why we should share the gospel.
所以今天邓牧师让我今天早上跟大家来分享为什么我们要来分享。
Evangelism is a funny word.
这个福音是一个有时候是非常奇特的一个词。
Translated from Greek, it simply means to bring good news.
从希腊语翻译过来，本身的意思就是带来好消息。
But here we see that evangelism is the process of relaying to another person how they can experience God's love and forgiveness through accepting Jesus Christ as their Savior.
在这里，这个定义就是传福音是告诉他人，他们怎么样来通过接受主耶稣做他们的救主，来体验神的爱和神的饶恕。这个过程就叫传福音。
But sharing our faith, sharing the gospel, is really a misunderstood privilege that we have as part of the body of Christ.
但是传福音常常是我们作为耶稣基督的身体，我们常常会误解的这样的一个概念。
How do I know that it's misunderstood?
我为什么知道这个传福音这个概念常常被误解呢？
Because so many people see it as a burden and not an opportunity. Most of us know we should do it, but we sometimes spend a lot of energy to avoid it. And when we bring up this topic, a lot of us feel more shame than we feel joy.
当我们提到这个话题的时候，我们很多人都觉得羞愧，而并不是感觉到一种喜乐。So
our habit is to leave this discipline to the mature Christian or to the professional Christian instead of participating ourselves in what God has asked us to do.
所以我们常常做的是让成熟的基督徒或者那些专业的传道人来去做这个事情，虽然这个事情本身是我们应该参与的。
Having been in the ministry a number of years, I've had many opportunities to be able to share the gospel.
我服侍已经很多年，当然有很多很多的机会来分享福音跟别人。
But that doesn't mean that it always comes easy to me.
但是这并不是意味着分享福音对我来说总是一件容易的事情。
Like many of you, I'm comfortable to talk about my relationship with God in some settings, but in other settings, I still get really nervous.
就像我们中间的很多人一样，我在一些特定的情况下，我没有任何问题来分享福音。但是在另外一些情景下，有时候我也会nervous.
So I still
紧张 nervous.
But I do know that the more that I take the chance to share the gospel, the more confident I become that God is in control.
但是我知道，我越是更多的跟人分享福音，我自己越有这个自信心，能够来分享这个福音。 并且知道神在掌管。
And in the end, we realize that our part is really pretty small, and that God is the one who does all the heavy lifting.
最终我们都会认识到，其实我自己所做的只是其中的很小的一部分，是神在做。主要的工作是神在做 heavy lifting.
Let me tell you a couple of stories that will illustrate the point.
我先跟大家来讲两个故事，来说明我刚才讲的这个观点。
When I was living in China, on a campus, I invited a couple of friends over to my apartment.
我在中国传道的时候，我住在学校的校园里头，我请两个朋友到我的公寓来。
And I had a chance to build a good relationship with them, and to begin to share with them about their spiritual life.
我跟他们逐渐建立了非常好的关系，然后开始来跟他们分享属灵生活的话题。
We were even able to open up God's word together and discuss what it meant to have a relationship with Jesus.
我们差不多到了这个点，就是我们要把圣经打开，把神的这个话语来跟他们分享，来跟他们讲和耶稣的关系。
But these guys didn't really seem that interested.
但是这两个人好像对这个话题不是特别的感兴趣。
So over time, I met a lot of other friends, and invested in a lot of other relationships, that to make lots of other friendships.
在这个过程中，在这个以后，我又认识了很多很多的朋友，然后花了很多时间跟他们来建立这个关系，并且有机会跟他们分享神的福音。
And a lot of these friends that I met, they lived on campus in three identical dormitories.
这些朋友，这些学生朋友都住在学校的学生宿舍，有三栋楼，看上去没有任何区别。
These buildings were pretty easy to get confused.
所以这几个楼很容易搞错。
So one day I went by with some new friends that I had met. I was looking for them and they weren't home. And so I left a simple note on their door.
有一天我去找我刚认识的一个朋友，然后我就到他的那个公寓里头，他们人不在，所以我在门上贴了个纸条。
And the note just said,I stopped by to say hello and sign my name, Galfay.
我就上面写了一个很简单的一个条子，说我是路过，想来看看你们，然后签了自己的名字，他的中文名字叫高飞。
Surprisingly, it wasn't my new friend that decided to call me back, but my older, disinterested friends who called me and said they would like to get together.
让我觉得惊奇的是，并不是我那个新朋友，我留了条子那个新朋友给我打电话回来，而是另外两个原来老朋友，好像后来那个兴趣不大的人，居然给我打电话回来。
So when they came to my house, I was pretty confused when they said they had gotten my note.
所以当他们到我家来的时候，跟我说，我拿到了你留给我们的条子的时候，我觉得一头雾水，不知道怎么回事。
And as I began to talk to them, I realized that in my absence, the Lord had continued to draw them into a greater spiritual interest.
然后我通过和他们的交谈知道，在这以后，神还是一直在吸引他们，让他们和神有了一个更亲密的关系。
They had read a little more of the Bible on their own.
他们甚至自己开始读圣经，读了一点圣经。
And to my surprise, they were ready to make a decision to follow Jesus.
非常，我有点吃惊的是，他们已经到了这个地步，他们已经做决定要跟随耶稣。
Honestly, I was really surprised.
我确实当时觉得非常非常的，非常非常的惊奇。
And then I finally put together what had happened.
最后我把所有的东西又回顾了一遍。
When I was looking for my new friend, I went into building, I thought I was going to building A, room 308, to leave a note to find my new friend.
发生的事情是这样的，我以为我去的是一号楼的308房间，然后在门上留了个条子。
But I realized I went into building B by mistake.
实际上去的是二号楼。
And left a note on room 308.
然后还是在308门上留了个条子。
And this is where my old disinterested friends had been living.
这个房间正好是我的老朋友，那两个原来不是怎么感兴趣的老朋友。
They had gotten my note meant for a different friend on their door.
他们拿到了我的这个条子，这个条子本来是留给另外一个人，是我的一个新朋友。
And I realized that God is the one who had done all of the work. I had just initiated the conversation.
这个事情让我认识到神是在做工，都是神在做，我只是做了一点点来开始这个对话。
More recently, I took a friend out on campus here at Texas A&M because he wanted to learn how to share his faith.
最近我在那个A&M的校园，和一个朋友，这个朋友想跟我来学怎么样来分享福音。
So we prayed and then began to walk around and eventually found someone that we could have a spiritual conversation with.
所以我们一边走一边祷告。
As we built rapport and began to share the gospel, we were actually interrupted by another student who was passing out an advertisement.
当我们那个交谈变得越来越融洽，关系显得越来越好的时候，好像另外一个人过来打扰了我们的这个谈话。
And his name was Lewis.
这个人的名字叫 Lewis。
I admit, when Lewis first came to the conversation, I viewed him as an interruption to the conversation I was already having.
我要承认，当路易斯走过来的时候，我把他作为一个阻碍，因为他在打扰我和另外一个学生正在进行的一个非常重要的谈话。But
the girl that we were speaking to said, "Aren't you going to share with him the things that you're sharing with me?"
但是我们原来正在讲话的这个女生问了，说你难道不可以就是把刚才跟我分享的跟这个人也分享吗？
So we did.
所以我们就这么做了。And
as it turned out, the girl wasn't interested in spiritual things at all.
实际上最后的结果是我们一开始教她那个女生对这个属灵问题其实是一点兴趣都没有。But
Lewis was, and he trusted Christ with the guy I was training.
但是路易斯对这个非常感兴趣，他最后他是相信了这个我正在训练的这个同工，然后带他信主。These
stories taught me that my role in evangelism is just a gift from God to participate in what He is already doing with His people.
这两个故事给我一个提醒，我们所做的。 只是参与他已经在做的，在他子民身上所做的功的一部分，而这是神给我们的恩赐。And
it's so important for us to understand this clearly.
这是非常非常重要，我们要认识这一点，是神在做。I
like how my old organization crew describes successful evangelism.
我非常喜欢我原来的这个我工作的就是校园传道会。 It is crew. 他们是这样子给福音成功的福音下了一个定义.
It says that successful evangelism is taking the initiative to share the gospel in the power of the Holy Spirit and leaving the results to God.
他们对成功福音的定义是在圣灵的大能里头主动的来开始分享福音，所有的结果都是交在神的手里.
So let's look at the first one. Next slide, Joshua.
让我们来看看这个定义中间的一些词。Taking
the initiative.
首先是主动开始去做，taking the initiative.
This doesn't mean that we're always talking to strangers.
这个并不是说我们路上碰到一个陌生人就跟他们说话。This
means that we're committing to starting a conversation and to see where God will take it.
这个意思就是我们要下决心，我们要开始一个对话。
It also means that we commit not to shrink back from conversations, from opportunities when they're presented to us.
这个也是，同时也是意味着我们不要在机会来到我们面前的时候，我们往后退。
The second part is to share the gospel.
这个第二个部分，第二个词是分享福音 ，share the gospel.
When we get a chance to share, we should actually share the gospel.
我们有这个机会去传福音的时候，分享福音的时候，我们就应该去分享福音。
Focusing on what is most eternally important.
然后重点是在讲在永恒里最重要的那些东西。
Not politics.
不是政治。
Not moralism.
不是道德。
Not personal preferences.
不是个人的这个取舍选择。
And not complaints.
不是抱怨当然。
But sharing how Jesus died and resurrected to offer payment for our sin and eternal life.
我们要分享的是耶稣为我们死并且从死里复活是为了我们的罪付代价。
Third is in the power of the Holy Spirit.
第三点是在圣灵的大能里。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit to have His confidence in His words as we work in His power, not in our own strength.
我们需要的是让圣灵来充满我们，我们有他给我们的自信，我们有他的话语，来在他的大能中来工作，而不是靠着我们自己的力量。
And last is to leave the results to God.
最后一点是把最后的结果是交在神的手中。
The outcome of our evangelism is always in God's hands.
我们传福音的最后的结果永远都是在神的手中。
When people accept Jesus, it's because God has opened their hearts.
如果他们接受耶稣，那是因为耶稣打开了他们的心。
And when they don't, it's because they're not yet ready.
如果他们没有接受耶稣，那是因为他们还没有准备好。
Understanding this definition really takes the burden off of us and lets it rest on the Lord.
理解这一点，他会把我们身上的重担拿走，而把这个重担放在耶稣的身上，本来就应该是这样的。
But what is the role of personal evangelism and what is the role of the church?
那么在这个传福音的这个话题上，我们个人应该承担什么样的角色？教会应该承担什么样的角色呢？
Evangelism is certainly part of the charge of the church.
传福音毫无疑问是教会的一个任务。
But it's really easy for the church, either the church to take the whole responsibility or for the people to give the church the whole responsibility of evangelism.
很容易教会就把传福音的责任就全部放在自己身上。或者是人们很容易就把传福音的这个责任交给教会。
In the end, it can translate into what I would call a warped ministry philosophy, where we can only, if people want spiritual input, we can only bring them to the church.
如果这样的话，到最后，就会出现这个，我用我的话，就是一个扭曲的一个教会的一个服事哲学，就是把人带到教会来。然后就没有了。
But not to interact with them so much personally.
然后没有和他们在个人的层面上跟他们有很多的交互。
And for me, I think that disempowers the most effective means of people finding out about Jesus.
对我来说，我认为这个就是把最有效的，把人带到耶稣面前的这个能力，你把这个能力给拿走了，自己。不去用这个能力
and that is,
disempower.
That is through personal connection with God's people.
而这个我们应该要做的是用我们个人关系来和神的子女来连接。
Both pastors and people need to understand both the benefits and the limitations of what can happen from the pulpit.
牧师会众都应该有一个 很清楚的理解，就是在教会的讲台上，教会的讲台的作用和它的限制是什么。
Those of us who are professional teachers, we get an opportunity to maybe clear up some misconceptions and also to tell some relatable stories.
我们很多人是职业是教师，我们都知道，我们能够把一些不清楚的概念讲清楚，然后把一些相关的话题 用来解释这个问题。
But the gospel is best communicated through portrayal and modeling.
但是福音最好的把福音讲清楚的是通过来描述、来模型、来把它来传达给别人。
Allowing people to see how the good news of a relationship with Jesus meets all of our frailties and gives our life purpose.
让人能够看到这个福音的好消息，怎么样来影响他自己的关系，让他们看到耶稣能够来满足我们的脆弱、我们的软弱，然后给我们生命他应该有的目标。
One of the things we're working on at Grace Bible Church is to build our into our assimilation processes, something we are calling gospel clarifying moments.
我们在GBC做了一件正在做的一个事情，称作为 gospel clarifying moment， 就是福音讲清楚福音的这个时刻啊，这个作为我们吸收新。 新的这个会员的一个我们一直在做的一个事工。
And for our youth and college ministries, it would look something like this.
对于我们的青少年和大学生事工的时候呢，这个过程应该像下面我要讲的。So
a new student comes to church.
如果一个新来的同学来到教会。
And one of our greeters would say hello to them.
我们那个招待同工就会跟他们打招呼。In
the course of either that moment or maybe one of the next moments, a leader would mention something to the students.
在这个时刻或者在稍后，一个学生同工就会跟大家跟他们讲到这一点。He
would say, "Listen, one of the things we do around here with every new student who visits is to sit down and talk about our core beliefs."
他说。 来到我们中间的任何一个人，我们要做的一件事情，就是我们一起坐下来，我们来谈谈我们最基本的信仰。So
I would love to grab a Coke, sit down this week, and walk you through that conversation. When are you free?
我非常愿意，就是我们一起拿个饮料，然后一起把这个话题我们一起谈一谈。你什么时候有空？And
instead of the gospel being programmatic from the stage, it becomes very personal in a conversation.
所以这个传福音，这个不是在这个讲台上在讲，而是通过私人的关系把这个信息传达出去。So
whether it's our adults or families or every other group in our church, we have to create the opportunity to normatively have those gospel clarifying moments.
所以我们教会的其他的这个团体，不管是成人的或者是家庭的等等。 我们都有这样一个标准化的一个程序，要把福音讲清楚，有一个把福音讲清楚的这样的一个时刻。And
this is what will teach the rest of us how to become more effective at sharing the gospel in our everyday life.
这个过程就是来教我们其他的人，在我们日常生活中间怎么样把福音的事工做好，来把福音。
So if the workload of redemption is on God, then why does he ask us to be involved in evangelism in the first place?
这个救恩的事工的所有的事情都是神一个人做的，但是他为什么让我们在传福音的事工中间有份呢？
I'm so glad you asked.
我非常高兴你问我这个问题。
The first is that it's part of the Great Commission.
首先，这是大使命的一部分。I
love how in the three different Gospels, the Great Commission emphasizes different things.
我非常喜欢在三个福音书里头，这个大使命实际上有不同的侧重点。In
Matthew 28, maybe the most famous part of the Great Commission, the emphasis is actually on discipleship.
在马太福音28章可能是最著名的这个大使命。 But
in Mark chapter 16, another version of the Great Commission, the focus is almost all on evangelism.
而马可福音十六章是另外一个大使命的这个版本，而这个版本
And in Luke 24, there's a combination of the two.
在路加福音24章是这两个都有，传福音使人做门徒。
Second is that when we share the gospel, it gives our lives a spiritual purpose.
我们为什么要传福音的第二点是，当我们传福音的时候，它给我们的生命新的属灵的意义。
Philemon says, and I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ.
腓立门书第六节，愿你与人所同有的信心显出功效，使人知道你们各样善事都是为基督做的。
Sharing the gospel also allows us to make eternal contributions.
传福音也让我们有机会做
It's one way that we can thank the Lord for all that He has done for us.
我们可以感谢神，感谢他为我们所做的所有的事情。
And it also allows me to be a faithful vessel for His good use.
但是同时也让我们成为忠心的器皿，能够为他所用。
I love how we read from Psalms earlier today. That each day we should proclaim the good news that he saves.
我非常喜欢我们今天前面读的这个诗篇96篇，说我们要天天颂扬他的救恩，在列邦中述说他的荣耀。It's
not just a duty, but it's an overflow of our lives.
这个不是仅仅是我们的一个任务，而是我们生命的自然的流露。
Sharing the gospel also increases our dependence on God and on prayer.
传福音还能够增加我们对神的依靠，也能增加我们祷告的频率和力度。Next
slide. As we believe God for big things, we place our hearts and dreams before Him.
当我们相信神在我们生命中间所做的大事的时候呢，我们就会把我们的心 把我们的这个dreams，梦想，谢谢，把我们的梦想就放在他的面前。As
he answers our prayers, then we want to pray more.
当我们看到神回应我们祷告的时候，我们就会愿意更多的去祷告。And
as we, our relationship becomes more intimate, it becomes easier to share about Him.
当我们和神的关系变得更加亲近的时候，那去分享福音就会更容易。In
prayer, we exchange fear for excitement.
在祷告的过程中间，我们把害怕拿掉，换来的是一种激动人心的振奋。Also,
sharing the gospel increases our understanding of the gospel and of other scriptures.
同时。 我们分享福音的时候，我们会对福音有更好的理解，对圣经也有更好的理解。First
Peter 3 says, "But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander."
彼得前书3章第15到16节说，只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常作准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人，存着无愧的良心，叫你们在任何事上，在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那诬赖你们
When we make a habit of sharing the gospel becomes clarified in our thoughts.
当我们努力去传福音的时候，这个福音本身，这个就在我们的思想中间就变得清晰。It
begins to push out the doubts that we have.
它会把我们原来那些疑问就会除掉。
It allows our heart to connect in faith with our head.
它会让我们的感情和我们的理智能够联系起来。
And in the end, we want to know more because we want to share more.
最后我们想会知道更多，因为我们想把更多的东西分享给别人。
And when we share the gospel, we do this because God has given us the ministry of reconciliation.
我们为什么要分享福音？还有一点就是，这是神给我们的和好的职分或者和好的事工。
This is what 2 Corinthians 5 so clearly tells us.
这是哥林多后书第五章第十八节非常非常清楚地告诉我们。
That this ministry of reconciliation is the gift that he's given to his people.
他说一切都是出于神，神借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人 与他和好的职分赐给我们。
That we get to participate in the salvation of God's children.
所以我们能够参与神对他儿女的救赎这个事工中。
So with all these good reasons to share our faith, why don't we?
所以我们讲了有这么多好的理由，我们应该去分享福音，但是为什么我们不去做呢？
A few reasons. First is fear.
这有好几个理由，第一个理由就是害怕。
And this comes from a misunderstanding of the importance of our faith.
这个害怕可能来自于我们对福音的理解本身有问题，对福音和对信仰的理解有问题。
Romans 1:16 says, For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God to bring salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, and then to the Gentile.
罗马书一章十六节说，我不以福音为耻，因为福音本是神的大能，是要救所有相信他的人，先从犹太人，然后到外邦人。
Another reason we may not share the gospel is that we feel like we don't know enough.
另外一个原因我们不去传福音是我们自己感觉害怕，好像我知道的不是很多。
But in reality, this makes evangelism about me instead of about God.
但是有这个想法的话，你把传福音作为你的事情，而不是神的事情，是跟你有关，而不是跟神有关。
Luke 12:12 says, The Holy Spirit will teach you at the time what you should say.
这个路加福音十二章十二节说，正是在那个时候，圣灵要指教你们当说的话，你说什么话，圣灵会告诉你。
Sometimes we don't share the gospel because we think we might mess it up. We might make a mistake.
有时候我们不敢去传福音是怕犯错误，我们会感觉到我们有时候可能会把事情给搞砸，搞糟糕。
Our mistake maybe might have cause a problem in a relationship.
我们这么样做可能会造成关系上的问题，搞坏关系。
Or maybe we get the facts wrong and we think we're starting some new heresy.
有时候我们可能是我们这个基本的基要真理没有弄清楚，可能害怕自己讲了最后讲了个东西是有点像异端的。
Oftentimes we don't share the gospel because our heart just isn't in it.
就是很多时候我们没有去分享福音是我们没有这个心去做，我们的心是不在那里。
Really, our heart has been preoccupied with other things.
我们的心思是在其他的事情把我们的心思都占满了。
Or oftentimes people say, but evangelism isn't my spiritual gift.
也有人说啊，我不传福音，因为这个传福音不是我的属灵的恩赐，我没有这个恩赐。
And this is just a disbelief that God can work through us.
这个就是不相信神能够来用我们。
As we think about this situation, let me use a metaphor to explain this.
我们在讲这个题目，你请允许我用一个比喻来讲这个传福音这个事情。
Say you're inviting some new friends to dinner.
你假如说你邀请一些朋友，新朋友来到你家里吃饭。
It's an opportunity for joy, but it can also make us a little nervous.
这个是一个非常让大家很高兴的一个情景，让你也很高兴，但是有时候你会很担心。
So we begin to have our doubts emerge.
这时候你就会有很多的疑惑开始在你脑子里出现了。
Will the meal taste okay?
这个饭菜是不是很好吃啊？口味。
Does it look pleasing to the eye?
饭菜做的样子看上去是不是很好看？
Did all the dishes kind of get served hot together?
这个饭菜是不是都是热的？都是从头到尾都是热的。
Was my house clean enough?
我的房间是不是打扫得很整洁?
Should I have just taken them to a restaurant?
是不是我就干脆带他们去餐馆去吃?
Did they have any food allergies that I didn't ask about?
他们到底有没有这个食物的过敏? 我都没有问过他们。
Were they even hungry?
他们是不是肚子都不饿? 有没有这种可能啊?
All of these questions are the same questions that we ask about evangelism.
像这样的问题，其实我们在传福音的时候。 我们也有同样的问题，也有同样的疑虑。
Will my words be pleasing?
我的话是不是他们喜欢听?
Does my life look clean enough?
我自己个人的生命是不是很干净?
Did all the words come together at the same time?
我要讲的这些话是不是同时都能讲得清楚?
Should I have just taken them to someone who is can do this better than me?
我是不是可以把甘蔗我带到另外一个人，这个人可能传福音比较有经验，他能够做得更好。
Did they even want to hear what I wanted to say?
他是不是根本就对我听的有没有兴趣啊？
But as we think about evangelism, we rarely get the opportunity to serve the full meal.
但是要记得，我们就讲这个福音的过程中间，我们很少有机会。 把这个一个大餐所有的这个菜都一起端上来。
Most of the time, we get to just serve little parts.
我们有时候只是在做其中的一小部分，或者小的几个部分。
So let me leave you with a question for reflection.
所以我给大家留下一个问题，让大家来思考。
What can we commit to today that moves us from fear to being willing to have parts of the conversation, to being able to communicate the whole of the gospel.
我给大家留的问题是，我们今天能够承诺开始做什么事情，让我们不再害怕，让我们愿意来开始这个对话，然后能够最后能够完整的表达这个福音的过程。To
answer this question, we need to realize that a few things will probably have to change.
要来回答这个问题，我们应该认识到有一些事情需要改变。The
first thing is we probably will have to have a change of heart.
首先我们要改变我们自己的心。To
follow through on the natural steps of our faith.
来跟随我们属灵信仰生命中间下一个自然的这个步骤。We
also might have to have a change of perspective.
我们可能也要改变我们看问题的视角。To
quit focusing on the things that are temporal right in front of us and begin to think about the things that are eternal as more important.
我们应该不再看我们眼前的这个短时的那些事情，而是要把我们的眼光看在永恒的那些东西，而这些东西是更加的重要。We
might have to have a change of understanding.
我们也许需要改变我们的理解。That
it is God who brings people to faith, not me.
这个改变那个理解是神让人信，而不是我让人信。We
might have to have some changes of habits.
我们可能要改变我们一些自己的一些习惯。To
begin to look for the different opportunities that God has given us to share our faith.
这个习惯就是我们要 开始来主动的去寻找神给我们分享福音的那些机会。We
might have to change what we study.
我们也许要改变我们怎么样去学习和研究。Learning
how to listen better, to know more about the scripture and how to answer questions.
我们要学习怎么样来更好的听。 怎么样来查考神的话语，来更好的对圣经有好的理解。We
might have to have a change of dependence.
我们也许要改变我们依靠的是什么。To
learn to be depending on the Lord and the Holy Spirit and not just depending on ourselves.
我们要学习更多的依靠主和依靠圣灵，而不是靠自己。And
sometimes we have to have a change of friends.
有时候我们还要改变，我们要换。
To actually meet new people who don't already know the Lord.
我们要去结交那些新的朋友，他们还不认识主耶稣。
My prayer isn't that you will simply become more obedient.
我的祷告并不仅仅是你们会更加的顺服,
but through your obedience, you find new joy in your relationship with God through sharing the gospel with others.
我的祷告还是通过你们的圣福，你们会在和神建立关系，通过分享福音，你能够从中找到更多新的喜乐。
Let me pray.
我来祷告。
Father, we thank you for an opportunity to think more about what you've asked us to do in sharing the gospel. We put our life before you for your use, Father, not just for our own preservation. And Lord, we want to move from this attitude of burden to this opportunity for joy, and pray that as you allow us to participate in bringing other people into your kingdom, into the knowledge of who you are, into the forgiveness of sins, Lord, that we would find a new expression of hope and of purpose and of worship to you whom we love so dearly. And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.